everybody, and welcome to this special on the Sun transiting Taurus. So this the Sun transiting Taurus from the 14th of May right up until the 14th of June when the Sun enters Gemini. So yeah, the Sun in Taurus brings stability, practicality and persistence, so it allows us to tap into this energy. So when the Sun moves through Taurus, it encourages us to focus on building financial security, enjoying those pleasures and developing a greater sense of wealth. Practically, it pushes us to take a more logical, methodical approach to our goals and encourages us to be patient in our pursuits. It's a good time for making long-term plans and investing in stable ventures. On the political and worldly materialistic levels, we can see leaders focusing more on economic policies, building financial stabilities in their communities, households or governments and stuff, and you know, building more material wealth. So governments may prioritise initiatives that are related to sort of like farming, agriculture, natural resources and sustainable development sort of like projects during this time. Individuals and businesses are more likely to concentrate on sort of like building foundations that are solid, you know, so re-looking over their finances and looking at ways to increase their financial assets or sort of like reduce waste and become more efficient and just go after practical investments and using their resources in a practical way rather than being more sort of like spontaneous with it. So like Taurus energy grounds the ego in a way, even though it can make the ego stubborn to an extent that it cut its own nose off to spite its face, sort of thing. But yeah, so psychologically, the Sun in Taurus influences us to seek more comfort in our life, more security and pleasures that are rooted in like physical sort of like pleasure. So yeah, it can increase our connection to senses, leading to a greater appreciation for food, beauty, nature and experiences that we can touch. So good for having affection between partners and lovers, or self-affection as well, you know, because self-affection is really important. Even if you are single, you know, loving on yourself, you know, making yourself feel loved and cared for by you. It also can push us to explore our values, self-worth and relationship with material possessions. And, you know, like I said, it can make us more open to seeking out luxury. So we have to just watch out for overdoing it as well. And just being, you know, it allows us to, yeah, have some pleasure, but also be stable and secure while also seeking this pleasure. So on the esoteric level, exercises or things that you can do that makes you feel more grounded and connected with yourself and nature and life, and just nurturing the energy of the earth, whether you've got plants or whether you, you know, grow fruit and vegetables, whatever, taking a walk, opening up a window, you know. So yeah, symbolically, as I said, the Taurus energy is associated with perseverance, sensuality and security. So symbolically, you know, there may be more of a focus and staying focused on our goals and, you know, the things that we want to achieve right now. So creatively, the Sun in Taurus inspires us to be more artistic in our expression, sort of like taking the time to slowly, patiently do things. So, you know, we may have more time for puzzles or anything technical, doing data tasks or any tasks that we don't find pleasurable. We may be more willing to do this in a creative way, whether you, you know, listen to music, have breaks, you know, to spruce up the way that you unleash your creativity or manage your day-to-day hobbies or even work. You may just be more creative in the way that you go about your day-to-day tasks as well. So, you know, for some of you, if you are very artistic, you can sort of like create work right now that embodies the essence of beauty and and enduring values, or just focusing on long-term creative plans maybe as well. Emotionally, it can make us more calm, feeling more content, and just bring more of a desire for more harmony in our relationships and openness, and also commitment. Because people just may, because, you know, it brings a sort of grounding to us and can make us more patient. We can just feel more open to building lasting connections based on trust and loyalty, or reaffirming these values of trust and being loyal and honest and direct and stable in our existing relationships. So ultimately, when the sun's in Taurus, it can make us more practical, focus on our goals, and willing to work over long periods of time to get what we want. It can sort of bring more of a sense of comfort. This is what makes it an excellent time for financial planning and all types of long-term planning, actually. But negatively, it can make us more stubborn, resistant to change, you know, just doing things to spite ourselves, you know, like even if it would be better for us to commit to a relationship or to commit to something right now or to work on that project, we may just resist it. So just be aware of being stubborn, especially, you know, doing things that overall are going to be detrimental to yourself and your personal growth, and overall or sense of instability and outer security as well. So yeah, watch out for resistance to change, over indulgent, doing too much, overspending as well. Some people may become overly possessive or materialistic, so it's essential to avoid becoming too fixed in your ways and be open to new ideas and perspectives. So yeah, the best use of this energy is to use it to stabilize yourself, your relationships, to work on longer term projects and goals, building solid foundations, so taking the day-to-day steps to, you know, look at how you can improve your exercise and psychological health and emotional health maintenance regime, or to start them, how you can just make yourself feel more comfortable in your life. Yeah, you may not have all the things you need right now, whether it be you may not have that relationship, enough money and stuff, but trying to be grateful for what you have and loving yourself and not being so hard on yourself, because yeah, you know, all of us humans make mistakes, but I have learned that, you know, I've wasted so much time on regret, and it's so easy to do, you know, to on, you know, oh, I've wasted that time, or I should be doing this by now or stuff. And we can waste so much time just thinking we're too old, or, you know, the time's gone, or we can never love like that again, and we can just shut ourselves off from the goodness of life. So just looking at where you are, shutting yourself off from the goodness of life, to sort of like allow yourself to heal. Seek out tools for you to heal, and, you know, to help you feel more grounded as well, to sort of like just be open to newness. Also, as I said, it's a really, really good energy for financial planning, all sorts of material planning, whether it's planning a home, upgrading, you know, your any property you own, or decorating and stuff like that as well. You know, so it's great energy for investing or creating a budget, you know, can all yield positive results, you know, spending time doing this as well. You know, looking at how you can save more money over time, even if you've only got a penny or a cent to, you know, save. You know, just starting small. Sometimes we dream too big and we miss our dreams, but if we're willing to start small and work with what we've got, then we can sort of like persevere, and this is what the energy of Taurus is all about. So yeah, tap into Taurus's practical nature by setting realistic objectives and taking consistent steps towards achieving them. Embrace being patient and persistent, and you know, remember to do your best to navigate any challenges that come up in a grounded way. Remember to balance determination with flexibility to maximise the benefits of the sun in Taurus. So yeah, that's the short version. So now I'm just going to talk about how the aspects that the sun's making when it enters Taurus make, and the karmic implications, and a lot more about how the sun in Taurus energy can affect relationships and our career and spiritual and educational development, and also the best things for creatives, entrepreneurs and alternative healers and couples to do when the sun is in Taurus. So yeah, for the very longer version, listen on. So when the sun enters Taurus, it's making a conjunction to Venus, a semi-square to Mars, a conjunction to Jupiter, a conjunction to Uranus. It's also making a trine to Pluto and a conjunction to the Midheaven. So all of these transits will flavour the whole month while the sun's in Taurus. So the sun's conjunction to Venus, and Venus rules Taurus, so it brings and amplifies the harmony, love and pleasure that can happen while the sun's in Taurus, because it's making an aspect with its own sort of like ruler, so it can increase our creativity, the ruler of Taurus that is. So yeah, it can increase our creativity, our relationships, financial matters. But negatively, we can be overindulgent and lazy if we don't balance this energy properly. We have to make sure that we stick to our routine and commitments, as well as loving ourselves and others, and not get lost in fantasy too much, but also make ourselves enjoy the sensuality that this energy brings. The sun semi-square to Mars adds a sense of tension and impulsiveness, so it can make us more pussy and more stubborn, and it's good because it can make us take the action that needs to be done at this time and make us motivated, but us being too pushy can lead to us making hasty decisions, overstepping other people's boundaries or other consequences if we don't manage it carefully. So it's important to channel this energy of the sun semi-square to Mars in a productive way, in an efficient way, to just avoid unnecessary friction and conflict. So the sun makes a conjunction to Jupiter, so this just brings extra confidence and luck, and giving us and supporting us in being more optimistic and growing in the various areas of our life. But negatively, if we overestimate our luck and our abilities right now, the dynamic energy of Mars can just amplify the tension and conflict that can happen. So although we can feel driven to take action, we just have to make sure that we just use this energy wisely as well, because we've also got the semi-square to Mars as well, and then we've got Jupiter here expanding everything, so we just need to be doubly careful. Also, the sun makes a conjunction to Uranus, and although this energy is separating, so it's getting weaker, it can still help us in making breakthroughs and being innovative in our work and thought processes or problem solution. We may get like sudden insights that can help us and just have a sense of freedom and desire for more independence. So it's a good energy to break out of conformity, start living up to your own expectations rather than letting other people dictate where you should go, because the sun, and new Venus energy both focus on individuality and our ego and stuff. So although negatively it can bring a sense of restlessness and rebellion and just make us add to us overstepping boundaries or being too impulsive, so we just need to again manage this energy wisely as well. And then the sun's trine to Pluto, great, even though it's a harmonious trine between the sun and Pluto, it still can add to the power struggles as well, but it allows and encourages us to grow on the inner growth level. So great for inner and shadow work, and makes us more open and more chilled out about admitting our weaknesses and working on ways to manage them and confronting our shadows. Also gives us more resilience to overcome the things that happen at this time as well, can add to our sense of purpose as we tap into our inner strength, and it can just bring the opportunity for us to make significant changes and bring them into our life so we can achieve long-term success. the sun's conjunction to the midheaven allows us to, you know, focus on our career goals or educational goals, our public image as well. It shows that some of us may get recognition or seek recognition, you know, for our achievements right now as well. But we just need to make sure we're not pushy on getting rewarded for the things that we do at this time as well. But overall, the sun's conjunction to the midheaven can help us with making a lasting impact and make good progress in successfully, you know, reaching our goals or completing anything that we're working on as well. So it's a good energy to, you know, put yourself out there and step into your leadership skills and align your actions with your long-term goals. So this may mean that looking at areas of your lifestyle that needs to be changed so that you can achieve the things that you need to do or resolve the things you need to do or manage your overall quality of life. So yeah, and you know, grounded energy of Taurus can help us in doing that as well. So yeah, also at the time of the sun transiting in Taurus, there's a stellium that involves the sun in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus and Uranus in Aries and also Venus in Aries as well, with a 20% orb. So a stellium in astrology is when three or more planets or points align closely together in the same zodiac sign, house or zodiac orb. So, you know, a stellium can amplify the energy of the particular signs involved or planets involved, creating a concentrated influence on the different areas of our lives. So positively, a stellium can increase our focus, our motivation and intensity towards achieving our goals and help us with our growth in all areas of our life. But negatively, it can amplify power struggles, feelings of being overwhelmed, you know, because stelliums are like overwhelming energy, and I've got them in my I've got one in my chart, so I understand the struggles of the stellium intensifying everything. So yeah, the stellium involving the sun in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus, Uranus and Venus in Aries, it's sort of like a potent concentration of energies that are related to stability, expansion, unexpected changes and relationships. So the sun represents self-expression, vitality, and Jupiter symbolizes growth and abundance. Uranus brings innovation and unpredictability, and Venus embodies love and harmony. So, you know, this alignment can lead to intensified experiences in, you know, these areas, and, you know, it can amplify the traits of determination and groundedness. So this is good. It can make us stay really grounded no matter what's kicking off around us, what conflict's going on, can help us to think before we react and take the best actions for ourselves and not be self-destructive, because Taurus energy, you know, balances the ego of the sun. So yeah, it's a great energy to use to handle sudden changes, to approach our goals in a, you know, logical sort of efficient way, practical way. Venus adds a touch of love and beauty to the mix, adding, you know, the power for us to stay stable and, you know, work with other people in our relationships, to, you know, create projects together or to complete tasks together or to resolve conflicts as well. And Jupiter's influence also expands this feeling of abundance and being able to sort of like blend our need for stability and our need for us to expand, to grow and to innovate and to, you know, just grow in our relationships as well. So now I'm just going to talk about the karmic meanings, karmic lessons and past life sort of like implications of transiting sun in Taurus. So when the sun moves through Taurus, as I said, it highlights themes of security, self-worth and the tangible aspects of life, the physical, carnal, sensual aspects of life. So from a karmic perspective, we may need to reassess our relationship with money and resources and our inner values so that we can develop a greater sense of self-reliance and worthiness. It can also suggest a focus on connecting with nature, appreciating the beauty in the physical world and grounding. From a past life perspective, the sun's journey through Taurus can signify unresolved issues related to abundance, possessions and earthly attachments. We may find ourselves revisiting themes of stability, nurturing our connection with nature and embracing the beauty present in the physical realm. It's an opportunity for us to explore our karmic relationship with material possessions and self-worth and just our overall sense of self. It encourages a deeper understanding of the value that we place on, tangible things such as, cars, houses, watches, gadgets, the latest phones, material items and stuff, and the importance of grounding ourselves in reality and asking ourselves, what is our reality? What are our values when it comes to possessions and stuff? Not what the world tells us to believe about wealth and possessions, but what do you actually think? Looking into the ways that you can be jealous, envious or obsessive, asking yourself why you may be possessive. Does it come from earlier experiences of growing up in poverty, something like that? A lot of our issues with abundance, seeking it or not being able to go after it, because a lot of us don't reach our highest potential because we are afraid to take this. And we may seek too much stability, so we just need to, Taurus energy wants us to have stability. It's really important to be stable, but asking ourselves how much stability is enough for us, because what one person may want to be a millionaire, whereas another person may just want a nice home. A nice car means a transport, means to go on a few holidays a year or one a year or once every couple of years, and and enough money for them. They don't necessarily need to be a millionaire. So asking yourself what wealth is to you, reflecting on current or past lives, issues linked to abundance and stability, and by doing this, by participating in self-reflection, you can gain insights into your current challenges in these areas and make great progress towards feeling more whole within yourself. Now I'm just going to talk about the positive and negative influences of the sun in Taurus on our relationships. So in family relationships, it can bring a sense of stability, loyalty and a focus on nurturing these bonds, but negatively it can lead to stubbornness and a resistance to change, and this can lead to conflicts within our family units. Friendships can benefit from grounding energy and just being more trustworthy with each other and reliable, and this can deepen our bonds. But negatively, we can be too possessive in our friendships and be overly materialistic, and this can cause issues. In our co-worker relationships, it promotes us being more productive, efficient and taking more of a practical approach to teamwork. But we have to watch out for becoming too rigid or resistant to new ideas, which can get in the way of us working with others and being innovative in our thinking and action. In committed couples, we can focus on strengthening the foundation of the relationship through loyalty, sensuality and the focus on building a secure future together. Negatively, there can be a tendency towards possessiveness or an unwillingness to compromise. In hookup relationships, the sun in Taurus can increase physical connection, sensuality and a desire for more comfort. Yet if one person in the connection becomes too possessive and tries to control the other, this can lead to conflicts and a lack of freedom and maybe a potential separation. Just try to be open and honest about your needs and boundaries to avoid misunderstandings and to resolve conflict as well, and just to maintain a healthy hookup dynamic. So now I'm going to talk about how career, personal, spiritual and educational development are positively and negatively influenced by the sun in Taurus. So in terms of career development, it can bring more stability and focus to our career goals. It can increase productivity and determination and bring a more practical approach to achieve your professional goals. This period can be, you know, favourable for long-term financial growth planning, and you may be looking at ways to sort of like upgrade your career skills so that you can, you know, earn more, or maybe becoming self-employed or just looking for more stability in your career on a whole. But negatively, the stubbornness and resistance to change associated with Taurus energy may get in the way of us being flexible and adaptable in the workplace, and this can lead to missed opportunities or reluctance to explore new paths or ideas that could, you know, benefit our career growth. So it's essential to strike a balance between being consistent and being open during this transit, and just allow ourselves to experience a sense of more groundedness and security in our personal lives. And this can manifest as an increased sense of self-worth, patience with ourselves and others, and a determination to overcome challenges. It can be a time for building solid foundations in our relationships and self-care routines. On the flip side, the stubbornness of Taurus energy can make us too flexible in our thinking and actions, and this can cause resistance to personal growth opportunities, and it can just make us overly cautious or resistant to change, and that can get in the way of our ability to embrace new perspectives and step out of our comfort zone for personal development. So it's important to stay open-minded and willing to adapt to changes during this period. On the spiritual level, it can increase our spiritual growth and promote a sense of stability and connection to the earth. It's good for us to do things that can ground us, like Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, and nurture a deeper sense of inner peace and harmony. And we may find comfort in rituals that help us feel more anchored and connected to our spiritual beliefs. Negatively, we can become stubborn, and this can lead to us building a resistance towards exploring new spiritual paths or evolving our beliefs, and it can also get in the way of individuals seeking new perspectives or embracing spiritual teachings that can facilitate our growth. So it's important to remain open-minded and flexible and embrace opportunities for spiritual expansion during this transit fully, rather than resist it. In terms of our educational development, the energy of Sun in Taurus, because it can ground us and help us to be more focused, supports educational plans. It can make us be more logical and patient in how we learn things, taking the time to slowly learn technical details and research. So it's a good energy for editing and research. And we may just find ourselves more diligent, paying more attention to detail, and being able to retain information more effectively as well. It's a productive time for building solid educational foundation and mastering new skills. But negatively, it can make us more stubborn, and it can lead to resistance towards exploring unconventional ways to learning things, or, you know, taking on challenging new subjects as well. So yeah, you know, try not to limit your ability to expand your knowledge right now. Adapt to new ideas, you know, be open to change and different perspectives, to taking in information, researching information, working information, teaching information, sharing information. Be willing to step in out of your comfort zone and maximize your educational growth during this time. So yeah, it's important to embrace diversity in learning methods and be open-minded towards unfamiliar subjects, because this can just help you to sort of like have valuable insights into your educational and personal development. And remember that true growth often happens outside of, you know, our comfort zones and routine. So stay adaptable and receptive to change, and, you know, nurture holistic learning and techniques in your educational development, and be open to breaking away from tradition and be open-minded. So yeah, okay, so now I'm just going to finish with saying the best things for creative professionals, entrepreneurs, alternative healers and lovers and singles to do while the sun is in Taurus. So yeah, for creatives, it can bring an ability for us to focus on tangible projects, getting tangible results, and you know, it's also good for sculpting, painting, especially with earth tones or working with the earth, going out in nature to inspire your creativity. If you feel stuck on the project, taking some time out to be in nature or watch nature or listen to nature sounds can be good, and to sort of like focus on creative plans that require your dedication and patience and attention to detail. Professionals can use this energy to build solid foundations for their work during this time and set favorable long-term goals and establish strong financial plans and invest in reliable resources to support their career growth. Taurus energy allows us to take more of a steady and methodical approach to our professional development, so it's really, really good to use this energy for that. Entrepreneurs can use this period to concentrate on building a strong business base. It's an excellent time for creating sustainable business models, focus on quality over quantity, and establish trust with customers through consistent and reliable services. Alternative healers can use the grounding energy of Taurus to promote stability and balance in our healing practices. It's a favorable time for incorporating nature-based therapies such as crystal healing, herbal medicine, or grounding techniques into our sessions. And it sort of like emphasizes the importance of self-care and holistic well-being, which can be beneficial to sort of like relaxing and to avoid sort of like burnout as well, and just to help you feel more balanced within yourself, so you can just offer a more refreshing or open space for your clients as well. Lovers can use this energy to deepen their connection by indulging in sensual experiences and appeal to the senses. Taurus encourages gestures of love through touch, taste and sight. Planning romantic dinners, spa dates or nature walks can strengthen our bonds and create lasting memories. Singles can use this time to focus on self-love and personal growth, engage in activities that bring a sense of fulfillment and joy, such as hobbies, self-care routines or learning new skills that can increase our self-confidence and attract positive energy. And sort of like just, you know, embrace inner beauty and nurture a sense of independence and just enjoy yourself and, you know, date yourself and be sensual with yourself, and just allowing yourself to love yourself even though you are single can create a stronger foundation for future relationships with others. So yeah, that's the end of this special on the Sun transiting in Taurus. Take care and see you next time.